Actually, Instagram did. Let's see what Instagram has to offer. So I posted on Instagram. I was like, hey, if you want to ask Moser a question, go ahead and, or what's the topic? Okay, somebody says when your dog gets more tail than you because he's in a wheelchair. That's awesome. Well, you know, good for your dog. How to handle the entire grocery store staring situation when you're just trying to get some eggs or something? Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess.
You really want to know, like, my thing?
Yeah, let's hear your thing.
Let's hear it. Yeah, I didn't know you had a thing. All right, all
right. So, sounds interesting. You guys been to, like, the zoo, right?
Yeah.
Call the zoo, yeah.
All right. So, when you go to the zoo, you see, like, the giraffes and the monkeys and shit. But when you see the giraffes, you just see the giraffe and they're all yellow and brown spots and shit, right?
Okay.
Okay, so let's say all the giraffes are chilling right there, but there's a blue one. So you're gonna like be walking, you're gonna be like, what the
fuck? Oh, okay, so.
So then you're gonna be like,
where you're going
so
with
then
this.
So then you're like, oh shit, it's a blue giraffe. It's kind of odd, weird, cool. And then you keep on going with your
blue,
life.
Blue giraffe's kind of cute.
Yeah. I can dig that.
Yeah, blue giraffe can get it by the barrier.
Shut the fuck up. So then, and that's my thing. Like, I'm just a blue giraffe. Like, you don't see a lot of people like me.
Oh, Mill, you're a good looking blue giraffe though.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, people are gonna stare at you.
So. We should start up Blue Giraffe Productions.
Blue Giraffe Productions?
Well, anyways, like, back to my blue giraffe. That's how I, and then when I get nervous or when I see people staring at me, I just say blue giraffe, like, until I get over it.
You tell yourself that?
Like, yeah, in public? Dude, if I ever see you in your head. Okay. I don't know if you're like blue giraffe.
I'm like over it.
You're like
it's
the crazy
like,
girl.
Oh, no, that would be fucking creepy. But I just say it in my head and I'm just like, I'm just a blue giraffe, dude. Like, it's cool. Fuck it, get your shit.
I like that. That's cool.
Move on with life. Keep going.
I've had some funny stories at the supermarkets and stuff.
Because people are going to stare at you.
Oh, yeah, they're going to stare.
So,
yeah.
Like...
Or, like, the scary thing for me was they're going to stare at my girlfriend or whoever I have with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you think she or he feels about that?
I've always wondered if some people like that, though. Like the attention. Like the,
It just depends on the person you
are. I see you looking, girl. I see you looking.
Yeah. I always wondered that, yeah.
Like, I feel like that hanging out with new people, like, oh, I hope they don't feel weird. Them being stared at. Like, let's say I just met a guy.
Okay.
So he's going to feel like, oh, everybody's staring at us. Like, I'm kind of, like, over it. Like, it only irks me if I'm in a bad mood. The fuck you staring at you?
Yeah.
I've
definitely had my anger issues about the staring before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, like,
yeah.
If you're in a bad mood.
Yeah, I just got a shitty haircut. I look like Lloyd off of Dumb and Dumber. And I was coming out of it, and then some dude was like, he probably just looking at me being on a skateboard, but I was like, it's a fucked up haircut.
I know, you don't tell me.
I'm acting like he's looking at my dumb ass. I got a mullet now. I don't know why I said some shit.
Yeah, let's see the mullet. Have you shown the mullet yet? Oh, yeah. He's on the good side, too. Yeah. Getting that curl on.
On that mullet.
Is it curling?
Give me some spit.
Give me
some spit. We're going to have to get some extensions in there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good shot.
I really can't hear y'all with the party going on in the back.
Have to calm it down over there.
So, like, mullets look fast. It's bottom line. They look fast. But so you're a blue giraffe swimming in a regular giraffe world, and everybody's staring at you. And what about kids, though? Do kids bother you? Because kids don't bother me.
I love those kids.
The kids
are the best. It's the older people that I feel like they should know better, you know?
What?
Kids, it's a good opportunity to, like, educate them.
Not even that.
And it's kind of funny sometimes.
No, I feel like what bothers me is like, oh, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with me?
I hate that line.
So I haven't really gotten that a lot.
Like, what's wrong with you?
That's a good one.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Yeah. Right?
Like, I would fucking kick you or fucking shit.
Yeah, I've had some disrespectful shit being said, like some shit like that. I've had girls come up to me and be like, hey, baby, I just want you to know, like, you're still good looking. I'm like, what do you mean still? Bitch? Like, like, what, I lost it or something? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, and I've had people say, like, oh, so, you know, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I fucking got no legs, dog. Like, what do you mean, what's wrong with me? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, I'm pretty sure you got a default somewhere.
You know what I said one time? I'm like, oh my God, what happened? I'm like, oh, like today, this morning? Oh, nothing, I just went to work.
I did it all the time. Yeah, you fucking people a lot. People
yeah.
Like, hey, man, you need a hair? I was like, fuck, no, I need some legs.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, you ever tell people, like, bullshit stories? Like,
sometimes,
what happened to you?
Yeah. Sometimes I lie.
I feel like you've got some good, like, alligators, sharks, all the good.
Oh,
like, yeah.
I've said it all, dude. I've lied so many times on a cruise that I forgot who it was the lie I said.
Or sometimes I just make it really sad and awkward for them.
Yeah,
but then they don't know what to say.
Yeah, then they'll leave you alone.
And then I'm just like, yeah. Like, you want to know so time, bad. Like, how's it going to change your life, every time, knowing my story? Yeah. You know?
Every time a cop asks me, and then if I'm pulled over, I'll be like, my friend was running from the cops, and I was a passenger. And they did the pit maneuver on us, and we flipped. It was awesome.
Sir, you cannot take it.
I'm just playing around. That's a good one. Yeah.
It just depends on my mood, though.
I got to hear a sad story. I got to get it. Let me get it for instance here. Like, let me hear a sad
me?
One. Yeah. How'd you end up? Why are you like that? I'll be the dumbass and you be the...
No.
Why? So, what's wrong with your legs? Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Stop.
Don't
breathe.
For real.
Don't breathe either.
Don't breathe. I might get it.
I know you're contagious. I'm being serious though, for real. Like, what's a funny story you've told somebody? What's a good lie? Because everybody's told a lie about why they're disabled or like what happened to them. If you haven't, if you say you have it, you're a liar.
I don't think I really have, though.
That's so stupid and dumb and childish.
Oh, I tell people I try to fly. Like, that's kind of an abbreviation of my story.
You try to fly?
Try to fly, yeah.
Like, you tried to
dunk? Well, I fell out of the sky. That's why I'm in a wheelchair.
For
so. Well, I went off a jump and went up real high. So.
Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
It did. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, some girls got to pick me up with that. So, ladies.
All right.
Do you get a lot of DMs?
No, I don't. DMs? I don't. No.
Are you single?
Ish. No. Oh,
okay,
no.
Then I can't promote you.
Ish!
I cannot promote you, dude. No, sorry. No.
Edit! Edit! He's a top.
Yeah.
He's reaching for help.
Tell her hi.
I say hello, Lily. Hello.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm not trying to
be on his side.
Okay, well, you can promote me.
You're not single, but if you're not married, you're single.
That is a horrible way of fucking explaining that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's true.
If you're married, you're taken. If you're not married, you're single.
Yeah, that's true.
I think my mom used to like tell me that like back in the day when I used to get caught like cheating on chicks. Well, you're not married, you know, like something like that. That's what my mom would say.
Your mama's on your side.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all right. Wow. It's okay. Don't get over it.
Don't get over it.
You got over your legs, didn't
That's
you?
Me.
I just play. My mom has never done that, but I'm saying like it's something she would say.
I like your mom.
Thank you.
Yeah,
my mom was pretty legit. She's a hard ass for sure, and she got an afro still to this day.
An afro.
She does.
An afro mullet. I had a joiner. Man, I feel like this thing's in my eyeballs now.
Yeah. You're a wiggle man over there.
Can you hear me, Dom? Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to have to edit all this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
That's what you're saying. He's like, I'm going to have to edit, do it, you stupid. All
right. Okay, I can move it. Y'all can keep talking, though.
Do we have one more question?
We got a lot.
Yeah, what you got? Go through them, then.
Yeah, go through the question.
I got
I do have one. I found, and it was actually a question for you. One says, from Casey Shrek Sky Kryptonite.
Oh, what's up, the username?
Yeah, it's long as fuck. Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
Okay,
says, you're beautiful, and,
thank you.
It says, what's one thing in life you hope to teach younger generation?
Ooh, that's a damn good question.
Like, I don't know if they mean, like, for, like, handicapped people, or just, like, people in general, or what, but just... Whatever.
Teach them something?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to teach them something. Or if you don't want to teach them something.
Oh.
People teach them about purple drafts, maybe?
Yeah. Well,
I guess
it's a blue draft.
Was it a blue draft? Yeah, blue draft, sorry.
Green.
Whatever.
It's fucking different.
It's a big colorful draft.
It's a different draft.
Yeah.
Well, not teach them, but at least, like,
I might stare at a blue draft more than a crippled girl.
Yeah, or, like, be a good example or something.
Well, I'm not trying to be a good example, because I don't think I'm, like, a hashtag good person yet. You know, I'm still, like, developing.
That's good. You're working on it.
Why don't you think you're a good person?
I don't think I'm the best version of me right now.
You could be a better person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's fair enough. Everybody could be a better person, but you don't feel like you're a good person already?
I mean, y'all are pretty cool.
But you want to be a super badass, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
You are a super badass, Mills.
Oh,
Mills, actually, man, to be honest, dude, I'm gonna get a little sentimental. Oh well, it's like when I was training you and Jesse and Jesus all at the same time, and that was probably the highlight of my career, to be honest with y'all, as far as my training career went, because I seen such a difference that it was making out of y'all, and like, man, like the gym was like family and stuff, and honestly, like, it kills me watching y'all work out and me not behind y'all, like, pushing them some days. Like, it really does. Like, I see it, and I'm like, man. Or, like, I see you doing a workout. I'm like, that'd be so more badass if she was adding an Arnold press to it. Or, you know, like, something like, I don't know. So, like, that's what kind of, like, y'all taught me a lot, man. I know y'all think that I hated y'all at first because I didn't talk to y'all, and I showed y'all, like, some tough love shit.
That's just
the trainer in me, man. And, like, I couldn't allow y'all to think that, like, I was impressed by the shit you were doing because I wanted you to give me more and more and more and more. And you did. Like, I feel like I was the dad that they were kept on trying to prove that they're proud of. And then they just kept on getting better until one day I was like, you know what? Like, what you just did, like a tire flip, that was legit, dude. Like, you worked your ass off for that. And Jesse doing dips, you doing dips. Like, y'all were, at one point, y'all couldn't get in and out of your chairs. You couldn't hold your foot on an assault bike. Next thing we know, we have her walking without crutches. Yeah. Think about that. You couldn't hold your foot on an assault bike the first day you came
and
there.
And then you guys would tape me down.
We would tape her foot to the assault bike.
Tape me fucking down.
Yeah.
Until I just one day, I didn't fucking need the fucking tape.
Dude, and that, like, man, I showed so many people that video, like, of you slipping the tire. Like, you don't understand how proud I am of y'all and how far y'all came. Not just in a physical aspect, but in a mental aspect too, because you know as well as I did, when you first got to the gym, like, your head, even though you were in good spirits, your head was kind of down, and, like, I feel like had trouble, like, adapting the way people were, like, treating you at the time. And I feel like being around us and
remember the one time I walked in there crying
and I got pissed off at you.
Dude, I still remember that day. I can cry right now.
Yeah. Well, you can tell it. I mean,
you can go. Yeah. You say you better. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, that. Because I used to ride Metro then.
Yeah, she.
I started going to your gym with Metro because I couldn't drive.
How did you find us? I don't even know how we met. I just remember you showing up, got dropped off by a Metro one day, and never left.
Yeah, one fucking.
That's pretty much how it happened.
Shit.
Like, I would literally get in. I would. What's that thing called? When you Metro, the day before, no, like, I would schedule my ride the day before.
Oh, with Metro,
hey,
yeah.
Ping me about this time so I can get there at that time. And
dang, that's a lot of work.
That is a fucking work.
Well,
dude.
What sucks is you pick you up on time. They just never.
So Mildred actually came to the gym. She came to the gym one time
by myself, dude.
She came to. No, I'm saying this is the time you're talking about when you're sad.
She
came to the gym. She rode the Metro to the gym. I guess you had a buddy with you. Not a buddy, but somebody.
Yeah,
did
you pick up
you
other people?
Metro.
Yeah, Metro picked
the dude. I want to say said the comment to. I mean, he was like, you know, what's wrong with you? What's your disability? Whatever. And she, like, told him.
And I told him my story.
And the guy's response was like, "Dang, you're so young. You're gonna be like that forever.
You're gonna live that fucked up life for the rest of your life."
Yeah, I see.
And you're so young.
Do you remember what I told you when you came to the
and
gym?
And I cried. It was.
He said that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember I felt bad about this, and I've told Tommy this one. This is crazy, like, because I got kind of upset at you, like, crying about it, and I was like, man, you got to face it. Like, you don't remember me going to lunch or going to dinner with y'all? And I was like, Mildred, and then, like, Donna and everybody was there, and I was like, man, you're not, I was like, face it, you're not going to walk down the fucking aisle with your husband. Like, you're not going to. I was like, but I promise you, somebody who loves you is going to love you for you and not your looks anymore. I was like, that's the coolest. I mean, I know it's a curse, but it's a cool gift too, man. Like, somebody's gonna love you for you.
I still want to walk with my husband.
Huh?
What the fuck?
I gotta walk to your motherfucker.
I mean, still want to look good. I still want to look good. But yeah, it's the truth, man. Like, I don't know. It training y'all taught me a lot, dude. It really had. It really, really did. And
and Nate made that day, like, way better.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Yeah, there's some good shit.
Bro, like, and y'all never seen it, but me and Nate would, like, literally look at each other and, like, start tearing up sometimes because y'all were just impressing the shit out of us. And you could tell the world how it is. Like, I know I was an asshole to y'all, man. I was an asshole.
Fucking asshole.
I was an asshole to them, man.
He's a fucking asshole.
You just can't, like,
when people be like, oh, you messed up. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's a fucking asshole. He's cool, though.
He's cool.
Cool guy.
To me, this was only to my gym. I felt like you had to earn that, like, yeah, I'm not just gonna respect you just because you showed up at my gym. I'm gonna respect you when you put in work.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And so I'm not gonna like you until I see some shit going down. And dude, they would go in there and bust in their asses, dude. I'm talking about, like, for real.
Yeah,
like, for real, for real. Like, it got to the point where Jesus was catching up to me. Jesus almost beat me on a couple.
Jesus is just strong as fuck.
Yeah,
yeah. He don't look it, but he's strong as fuck.
Yeah, and like I said, it got to the point where, I mean, y'all are doing everything independent. You're driving now.
Fucking driving. That's like the best.
Are you dating?
Dude.
Are you dating someone? Are you going on dates?
I went on a date last Saturday.
How was it? Let's hear it.
Oh, dude, like, I think he watches, like, my stuff.
Well, he don't watch this, though. Don't worry, he won't watch
it. One of those, like, are you single? Yeah.
No,
put you,
like,
on blast.
Okay, so the date must have been shitty.
No, he's a nice guy.
Date's definitely shitty.
Yeah,
date's
definitely hard, you just solidified it. Brazilian steakhouse, something.
He's like, I'm a nice guy, huh?
So put it out there. Say, what's a good date for you, then?
What's a good, what's ideal?
What would be a good ideal?
Well,
there you go.
Because this is just like, look, if I go out.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it, yeah, I wish you wouldn't fuck around with that. She looks so stupid, though.
Be like, oh, my God, look. What about now? Yeah? Look, if I go on, like, we go out to eat, right?
You mean you?
Yeah, we all go, right?
Okay, and where we going?
I don't know, man. Okay, so we go somewhere, right? And if I order drinks, you know, let's say I order, like, 3 margaritas, and you're like, oh, let's, I'll say it. Okay.
Say it. Go ahead. Don't have no shame in here. What happens in the couch does not stay in here.
Yeah, it goes goes on the internet for everybody here. Yeah.
It's on the clouds. Now you're already out there now.
It's on the cloud.
I do not have to say it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
He's sucks. Watching it like I just think that was a little weird personally, you know, nice guy.
What was?
Well, let us all be the judge of that.
Yeah. Okay, what was weird about it?
I will
lace up on some weird dates after.
It wasn't weird. I just didn't like it. And that's why I don't think I would go on a second date, because I wouldn't do that. So we went on a date with 8, blah, 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 right? And then
here's 8.
Yeah, and then it's the first time I met him. We met on Instagram.
You fucking meet dudes on Instagram? Be careful with your hair.
No, but, like, he goes to, like, my school, and, like,
we've messaged
for, like, anyways. Whenever the tab came, like, he just ordered more than what I had ordered, and I was like, and I offered, like, oh, do you want to go have? And he was like, yeah, sure.
But so you're paying for, like, part of his.
But then, I paid for his fucking margaritas, dude. And, like, let's say we went out, right?
Oh, so he ordered margaritas, you didn't order nothing.
No, I ordered a water because I'm in a hashtag diet. With, like, some chicken, you know?
Some chicken.
Some chicken.
This guy got like two margaritas
and, like, let's say, like, I got a whole bunch of margaritas and I went out with you, I'll be like, no, I'll pay for all my stuff, like,
I got it, I'm down with that,
you know. That was just like, that's fucked up. I wouldn't even do that to a friend.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And that was like my first time me seeing him. Like, meeting.
Well, you got to be like kind of a man, you know. That's kind of a man move.
Not
right
at
there.
All. Yeah. Anybody that wants to bring me on a date from Instagram, it's gonna be Dutch.
What is Dutch?
Means you both pay your half.
Halfsies.
But
you paid for a lot because you didn't drink anything.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just kidding, you're paying for the date.
I paid for every date I've ever been on.
Yeah, same. Nah, not all of them.
And I feel like that said a lot about him. I mean, afterwards we went to the movies and he paid for the fucking movies, but I was already like, nah, I'm not doing it again, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I could have spent that money on some motherfucking shit.
Right?
And margaritas are not cheap, too. $10, $12.
For real, yeah.
It's getting top shelf.
And then,
I'd be like, hey, so homie, you're going to have to stick to the receipt, McCormick comes through,
and then I was like, okay, well, I'll just pay for his, I'm fine, right? And so then I was like, oh, so did you leave her a tip? It's like, oh, I only did the tip for the percent that was in the receipt. And I'm just like,
oh, he needs a cheap ass on the tip, too? Come on, bro.
Damn, so that was a terrible date.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do the waiter wrong, because she was cool. You know what I'm saying? It's not her fucking fault. And I was just like, what the fuck? I have guys that can pay for my whole fucking meal.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm taking you out, I'm paying for our drinks. I invite you out, first of all, like,
I'm the type of person that if I don't have money, I'm not going to fucking go out, dude.
Right.
That's how it is.
Do you think he did it just because you're crippled?
Take advantage of the crippled people?
Did he take advantage of you?
I don't think so. I think that's just, like,
throw it out. Throw that name out there.
That just sounds like him as a person.
Yeah, he's a terrible person. Yeah. And he went to your school?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't go to school, guys.
Number 92 on the. No, I'm kidding.
But, right? It was like.
Have you had any? Yeah, it is awkward.
I was just like, I'm not trying to be fucking judgy, but fuck.
No, that's totally judgy. I don't care if I'm in a wheelchair or not. You better act as if I'm a normal date, dog. Like, I don't know.
But I think that was just like him as a person. Like,
if he does that with that one thing, he does other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
day one.
Yeah, just what I'm saying. Like, day imagine one. How much of a cheapskate he would have been in a relationship then. Like,
so see, I don't even think it's a cheap thing. I think it's just like a lack of thinking thing. Like, oh, my meal costs more totally than hers. He was just like, oh, sure, we'll do halfsies.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't get margarita. Yeah. Am I like, no, I'm not over it.
Some dudes are just stupid. They got no fucking common sense. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Have you ever been like on a weird crippled date? Like, or I've been on a weird date.
I've been on weird dates, but it's just mostly the person.
Okay, can I ask? Yeah. Can I ask y'all a question?
Sure.
Is it okay for like the guy to ask you what happened that first date? Because he asked me.
Yeah. Oh, I think so. Oh, yeah.
It's okay. It's
I would totally ask you. I ask people. I am disabled though, but I ask people their disabilities like when I first meet them. Same. Like number one thing come out of my mouth. Hey man, you got CP? You know, like I'm just
Zach was it out there.
Like I'm not trying to hide. I'm not trying to hide shit.
But like for the girls that are watching, like, is it okay? Like, is it okay for
I think
them
cool.
to ask for the first date?
I mean, yeah.
I feel like some girls would be like. Like, can we talk about other stuff? Like, can you have maybe on the second date?
I mean, I think it'd be I don't think if they make the whole thing about the whole date about just that, then that's weird.
But yeah, exactly.
If it's just like, hey, what happened? And then you
kind of the wheelchair. Just, yeah.
Because like,
I'll
do that. But it's like, so where's this wheelchair come from? You know, that's kind of like the elephant in the room over here.
I've had that dumb shit.
Right. Yeah.
I never bring it up. No, I let them ask.
See, I don't ever bring it up either. Yeah, but if they ask, I'll tell them.
And
yeah.
It's always so awkward.
I'll always like probably throw a joke out there, break the ice a little bit, then kind of like, okay, it's out there. I don't have no legs. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about
you know?
I mean, I'm pretty like cool with it. I'm like, oh yeah, well, ask away.
Because usually it's always like so. Like usually for me, if I've been on dates, they're like, so you feel.
All like, that work?
I'm like, yeah, wax on, I wax on. Like, you know?
You want to find out?
But that's exactly what they're like. So is it, you know, does the girl have to ride you the whole time?
Like, so is that a question that you get to? Because I know that's like top like three things. Like, oh, it's like, how's your dick work? Yeah. It's like, is that, they're like, oh, can you still fuck? Is that kind of a thing? Like, that's it? Yeah. I don't know if that was like a.
Is that, he brung that up on the first date? He'd been like, can you do the deed on the first date?
No, he
didn't. I'm about to say, hell no, get away. That's red flag after red flag. Like, he's bringing on, he's not paying. Like, he's like general, can you still get down?
No, and I don't think I've like been asked, what?
What did you say? I missed it.
Rewind.
Yeah, rewind on that one.
I was saying, like, the reason... That's probably why he wanted to split the check instead of pay for the whole thing. I can't.
Yeah. Oh, you can't have sex? Split it.
Give her the bigger half.
Split that up, baby. Yeah. Put the margaritas on this bitch.
Yeah, two more. Yeah.
Please.
Perfect. Send one of those over that girl over there.
Guys, what if he's watching?
Give me two more. Her hands don't even work.
Sorry, it'll be all right.
Well, he'll know what to do better next time. Yeah. See? There you go.
If anything, we're helping
you're welcome.
Him.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, if he's
well,
watching...
Well, I'm not talking bad about him.
There you go. No. We're not talking bad about you, guy. We're just calling you cheap. We're just calling you cheap. I'm sorry. We're not talking bad.
I just want to do that.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a good way to answer
it.
I don't think I've ever... I've not had any weird date situations because of my situation, I don't think.
Yeah, me either. I don't think.
Well...
I've had like try to go to places and I couldn't like get in.
I met a girl off like AOL chat line and then I told her I was like 6'2 with a good build and she was like,
catfish to go.
Because I was 6'2 and a good build before my accident. That's what I told her.
Hey, what was your accident though? What was that?
I was saying a car wreck.
A car wreck? Like a normal one that's bleeding?
Yeah, no, yeah. It wasn't nothing like, it wasn't nothing too like extreme. But yeah, I mean, and she was like, oh, I thought, you know, your profile said 6'2". I was like, oh, I was. I definitely was.
And then
know?
What did she say?
She was like, well, what happened? I was like, car wreck a year ago. I was like, I'm sorry, I haven't changed that yet. It's just, it's on there. And I don't have any recent pictures because I've been in the hospital. You know, like, I've had a girl like tell me to pull my truck over. Like, she seen me because I rolled my window down. And she was like, you know, like, pull over. I was like, all right, yeah. Oh, howdy, dude. I pulled over and I got out. She's been like, oh. And she drove off.
She drove off.
Yeah. So I've had some foul ass shit too here. Yeah.
So I feel like I've had road rage, and I look maybe like from here up like a badass, but like I just like threaten to fight people sometimes.
Oh, I have some serious.
Yeah, I'll stand totally. Up. But there, thank God they don't ever like try to take me up on that offer.
I'll stand
yeah.
up on my nubs, and I'm like, you don't want me to get out this truck, homie. Yeah. What's up? If I take off the shirt too, there's like oh, fuck. Shit.
Yeah, no, I'm yeah. putting her in drive and heading out.
I
yeah.
really have done that a couple times.
I've done that more than a couple times. Not yeah, me, so I better stop telling people that. Whoop my ass. Yeah.
I know. I bet. Like, but it's like getting down to it because I've had have like road rages to where it turned into a little scruffle. I bet they're like looking for me, like, and I'm like, like an alien. They're like, where's the subject at? I'm like,
what's wrong?
You
got me.
Fucking alien.
Oh, you just made that dude from YouTube real happy. Look at your nubs.
Oh, yeah. Right. What questions did weirdo YouTuber have?
Oh, we got to look that up. I was going to look that up earlier.
I don't know.
I'll look it up. Like, the, you got more questions over there?
Okay. Oh, and about the girl that sounds hot? That was it.
What? The girl that sounds hot.
Okay, so I didn't meet this chick off AWOT chat line. My friend. God. It's a terrible story. All right. My friend was like, woke me up out of a dead sleep. I'm in high school still. He just graduated. So he's like spending the night at my house. He's like, hey, we're going to meet up with this girl. She sounds fucking hot. And I was like, she sounds hot. He's like, yeah, I've been on the chat lines with her. You know, cause that's before like put your phone.
That's how I learned how to type.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. It's yeah. like ASL, MSN, age yeah. sex location, you know? So I was like, all right, let's go meet this girl. So we drive to, I'm talking about, I don't even know where, dog. I want to say like Dayton or something. And we're like, yeah, we're pulling up. She gets out, and then, like, man, she looks like she's the one with disability because she's like just kind of like coming up. I mean, she ain't really like that, but she's uglier than hell. Like, I'm being serious, though. If I'm just speaking real, this girl look like a mud duck, all right? So I'm going to explain the situation. I'm trying to be nice, okay? So Robert starts backing
very
up.
Very nice.
I said my friend's name, too. Awesome. Damn it. Okay. So my buddy starts backing up, starts backing his truck up. He's like, hell no. Like, you know, no, I ain't that desperate. You know, like, I was trying to talk him in. And I was like, dude, nobody's going to find out. I ain't going to say nothing. And he's pissed off on the way home. Right? He's like, man, we went all the way over here for nothing. We saw his gas. And I felt like a G. I felt like the wingman, right? I said, go back. I got you. Right? I'll go in there and I'm getting this ugly duckling for you. Right? Like, let's go back. So sure enough, dude, we go back and I could not pull myself to it. Like, I started getting out the truck. I seen her again. I said, oh no, Robert, I can't. He said, what?
Control the way back.
And yeah. I said, bro, you might as well just dump. You pull off now because it ain't happening. And he had her number saved in his phone for like ever as like the Zach Sweet Country Girl or something. That's awkward. But people do sound hot, apparently.
Yeah.
Because she sounded like a Sandra Bullock. You don't sound hot, man.
Okay.
I'm just like,
okay, yeah.
She's like, all right, like, that's cool. But, yeah, okay, that concludes our episode for Crippled Cop Talk.
Yeah, I think so. That's it.
Was
yeah.
there any more questions? Y'all, I think
yeah,
I'm like two.
Didn't you?
Yeah, Zach.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, most awkward situation you have ever been in since the wheelchair.
Most awkward? Man, there's been so fucking many. I can't even think, man.
Most awkward. Okay. What's the most awkward? What's what you're like, oh my God.
Most awkward. So I had a flat in my tire one time. And,
your wheelchair tire or
yeah,
truck tire?
My wheelchair tire.
Okay.
And so
I don't think that's awkward, isn't it?
No, it gets awkward. So,
Oh, I don't think that was awkward.
I was listening to that.
I don't even say. No, so I fixed my tire, right? And I use these tubes that have this like green slime in them and shit. Because like yeah. if you get a nail in them, it fixes the shit, yeah. So me and my buddies decide we're going to go to Hooters like after I fix this tire, right? So I put the air in there, you know, we take off to Hooters and like I'm sitting in Hooters and then I hear like what sounds like an explosion. Like it sounds like I thought somebody like shot a shotgun in there. So I'm like looking around like expecting to see a dude with like a gun or something. And the entire like it's like a Hooters on like a Saturday, like college football on. So it's fucking packed. And the entire place is looking at me. And then about this time I realize like I'm sitting a little like low on one side. And there's like, I realized like my tire had popped somehow.
Oh, his tire.
Well, the problem is like,
I'm thinking like the fucking truck.
No, on my wheelchair. Yeah, yeah, on my wheelchair.
It does sound loud. Sometimes it sounds like a gunshot.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I'm sitting inside a Hooters.
You see all the dudes from Florida?
Well,
like,
it's got this green slime in it that's exploded fucking everywhere. It's all inside of Hooters. Oh, and that's like, that was bad.
And you were looking behind you?
Yeah, and then everybody's looking at me because like, I'm the boom, you know? So yes. Then I got to roll out. So every time I roll, it's like squirting green shit out everywhere.
Oh, dude. Oh,
yeah, dude. Yeah, that was, you win on that one.
That was pretty bad.
All right. You're by yourself?
No, I was with, well, it might have been better if I was both myself, so I had like no friendly witnesses, you know?
You got an awkward situation you've been in?
I don't think so, dude. I'm trying to
think. I have another crazy cripple story, too. Kind of an awkward situation, slash me being a dumbass. So, this was like a long time ago. I was living with my brother at the time, thank God. And I watched a YouTube video on how to like pick out of handcuffs. Like, he's like a hair pick, how to pick out a handcuff. So, I get on eBay.
Did you nail it? Did you do it?
Fuck yeah, I got on eBay and I buy me a set of Smith & Wesson like police-issued handcuffs. And I become like a badass. Like getting out of these things, like getting out of the double lock and everything. And I used to do it like for fun, just like lock myself up and like pick out. Well, one night I'm like laying in bed and I'm like, I'm gonna try this shit.
Why?
I'm gonna try this shit, right? So I lock them and I double lock them. Well, I locked them so tight that it cut the circulation off on my hands. And then I'm back here like trying to get out real fast so I can like still feel my fingers. And then I drop the pick on the bed. Like, well, I can't really, like, sit on the bed, like, your butt's, like, down like this. So it's, like, I can't find it. And then I can't feel my fingers, so now I'm fucked, you know? So, like, and then I have no balance, right? So then I have no balance because I'm fucking handcuffed, and I fall over on the side of my bed.
I look at you completely different now.
So you got, yeah, who do you call?
I'm a dumbass.
To come help?
Like I said, thank God I was living with my brother at the time. So, like, a funny thing I called. So my phone at the time, like,
I would be snapping.
My bed's, like, up against the wall, and there's, like, a ledge for like the window, and my phone back then there was flip phone days, so I had a flip phone on the window. So I'm like laying on my side, so I'm like, fuck, I'll just wiggle over here and like grab it with my mouth and then flip that bitch up with my tongue or something. Like, and then like call for help, you know. So I go up there and try to bite it, get it off the ledge, and it falls on the floor. So then I'm like, well, we're fucked. So like I'm laying here and like this was probably like 2 o'clock at night. And like I knew my brother had to work in the morning.
Were you
so
doing that like at 2?
I didn't have a job at the time, so I was like just hanging
out.
Just
picking handcuffs.
Yeah, I was bored as shit. Yeah, exactly.
Like, what does any normal man do on a Saturday night?
Yeah, so
picks himself out of handcuffs.
Yeah, so
that's such a weird story.
I think I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna lay here till in the morning. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like laying. Well, I live like maybe like 20 minutes. And then I'm like freaking out because I'm like, what the shit? My hands are going to fall off. Like, it's like, this is like way too tight. Yeah.
Oh, my cheeks are hurting. Yeah. Dude, this is so funny.
Like, my brother says Connor. My brother says Connor. And he's like across the hall, like dead asleep. So I'm like screaming, Connor! 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 Like as loud as I can because this fool's like out like a light, you know? And so after about like 10 minutes of screaming, he like walks in my room like all asleep and shit. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I'm a dumbass. I was like, I've handcuffed myself. I need you to, like, and he just starts like laughing.
I've super glued myself to myself.
Pretty much. So he like goes and gets the key, lets me go, and he's like, you're fucking dumbass. I'm like, I know. Yeah.
The funniest part, he gave up. He was like, fuck no, I'll stay here all night.
Well, like,
I was like, well, I would never think that. I would never just think I'm just gonna lay it. I'm just gonna lay it out.
Yeah, well, you kind of stuck. Yeah, so like after that, I threw those handcuffs away because I was like, I can't be held. I can't be responsible with these things, you know? So.
Oh my God, that's the best cripple story I've ever
heard.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good
one. I cannot top that. I can't even think. I can't even fathom a.
That's
I'm just glad I did that.
That's
like a time.
That's a Brit situation to the fullest, dude. Like,
yeah, don't do that, folks. Don't
tell
you,
his mind works.
Don't buy handcuffs.
His mind works too much.
It does.
You know, I'm busy. He's constantly thinking. Constantly thinking, I'm just like, bro, you just need to calm down.
Yeah,
don't handcuff yourself. Yeah. Get out of there. I'd be like, oh, I am about to manhandle you now.
It was a good bar trick. You know, there's always like cops at the bar. This is back in my drinking days. Like, I'd go be all fucked up and go to the cop, let me see your handcuffs. And like half the time they'd be like, sure, and fucking lock me up, you know?
And
I mean, just pop right out. And like,
no,
here you
I
go.
Would feel like such a, I'd feel like Indiana Jones or
it was
something.
It was like Houdini. Yeah, I felt like Houdini. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. Right? All right, weird cripple story. Any of them?
No, dude. I don't.
Right, yeah.
Man, I'm, you my can,
you're
hurt,
more
dude.
Of a dumbass yeah, than I am. No. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever put myself in a situation like that.
Yeah, me neither.
Don't. Yeah, it's not a good one.
I don't think I've ever had.
I've been trying to think, but
it's pretty embarrassing.
To be continued.
Yeah, we'll save your couple seconds.
I know. I pretty much like ate something spicy and my butt was burning, so I went to the restroom at Target and I put like a wet paper towel in my butthole. Cracked.
Your butthole cracked.
And then I was like, I had prostate at the time, so I was like walking with the buggy and the toilet paper started coming down my pants leg. And then like some chick was staring at me. She was like, she was like 25. I don't know, it's kind of weird. And she like called me out about it. Like, what is that? So the worst thing that could have happened. I don't know. That's a weird one.
My butt's on fire.
Yeah, I was like, I just kept walking like... Nothing.
Tink, 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 tink.
Tink, 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 tink. But, I mean, that was an awkward situation for me. But I was like, you know, she was hot. And I was like 12.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, my butthole hurts. Thanks for calling me out. And I'm like,
bitch. Whoever you are.
Hope you're out there. Holly, I don't know her name. Holly.
Nah, your butthole never hurts.
All right, guys, thank you for tuning in for Crippled Couch Talk, the third episode. Give Mildred a follow at her Instagram. What is it? At
Mills.
Yeah, Mills. It's, 3 M's, 3 S's.
No, 3 M's and 1 I, and then.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but it's 3 M's.
No, it's
3
Z.
S's. Oh, Z.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You can say Mills. Mills. That's how I put 3 M's. So the boys keep like, Mills.
Mills.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
But before I was Pitbull Rule, I was Zach.
How many Z's?
No, just a whole bunch of A's.
A whole bunch of A's? It was a Zach. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I think so.
I just always been Brett David Key. From birth.
That's an awesome name.
From birth. Yeah.
It's born that way. It's one of those full names that you got to say. You can't.
I just got done saying that. I was like, if I say his name, I'm saying Brent Dibbe.
Yeah, you have to say it.
You know Brent Dibbe, right?
You don't say Joe. You say Joe Rogan. You know?
True.
Like, it's a full name.
What's that dude? FNX. Adrian Conway. He loves Adrian Conway's name.
It's a fucking cool name. I'm a sucker for cool names.
Yeah, he was like, Adrian Conway's a badass name.
Yeah. Adrian Conway.
If you want to follow me, I am at Pitbull Rule, my last name, PITBULLRUHL. Give us a follow. Come up with some questions for us. Give us some new topics. The sponsors today are Forever 21 and Louis
Vuitton.
This is
not Forever 21.
Forever 22. Okay.
Forever 25.
Forever 25.
Ooh. Brent, you got anything to
do? No, that's it. Yeah, I'll buy a van from me. If you need a van, hit me up. AMS Vans.
Our sponsors today are Smith & Wesson Handcuffs.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Bobby Pins.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, well, make sure you guys check out my YouTube channel. Search up Mills, M-I-L-Z, and you should be able to find it. I just post stuff about spinal cord injury, stuff related, how you can make your life easier. That's pretty much my aim, and to help out people. The video that's going to be coming out soon is going to be about chronic pain. That way we can just like talk about what it is and how we can find a way to get together and find remedies, because so far I haven't found something that has helped me out, so... Stay tuned for that, and yeah.